lead now over Belmont.
Ryan, thank you very much. Next week we will have the Hawks taking on DeSales from Alumni Stadium, so catch that one with our coverage starting at 6 next week. Stats for the first half, and the numbers would indicate that Reedy is leading, but that's not the case. Tied at 28. Reedy, 342 yards total offense. Academy, 125. 214 rushing for the Silver Knights, 128 passing. On the other side for the Vikings, rushing 11 yards, passing 114. First downs, Reedy, 3-1, 19-6. Penalties, 4 for 42 against Academy, 3 for 25 against Reedy, and 2 turnovers by Reedy in the first half, none by Academy.
If you want to look at the determining factor in the second half, two big plays, the kickoff return and the punt that hit the Reedy player gives them 14 points. Now, that's, you might say they might have scored anyhow. It's possible, but on the punt, they would not have scored.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Reedy can just avoid those mistakes, they've got a chance to win this game.
I want to mention, too, Jayshon Norris has his helmet on, and he's going back to receive the kick. That's good news
good for
the
him.
Silver Knights, and also Jack Foley back deep. Individual stats for Foley, 22 carries, 152 yards, 2 touchdowns in a half. Ellos, 4 of 6 passing, 128 yards and a touchdown. He has 5 carries for 44 yards. Norris, 3 catches, 111 yards and a touchdown. For Academy, Hess, 9 of 10 passing, 114 yards, 2 touchdowns. Moultrie, that would be Dorian, 4 catches, 59 yards and a touchdown, 4 carries, 12 yards and a touchdown.
Well, Reedy really has no answer for Dorian on the outside in the passing game, so they're going to have to do something on the offense to get a little space here.
And Masick has it teed up at the 40, going right to left for the boot to start the second half. Underway on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, MA20, and we have a return from the one-yard line. Foley to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, and motors up to the 27-yard line before he's brought down on the play. Hit made by number 9, Carter James. James makes the hit, and the Silver Knights will have the ball, and we've got a person limping, and that is Foley, who extended, I think, when he was going down. He was in full gear at the 26 when he was grabbed by James, and he is going to hobble off the field at the 27-yard line.
I don't know whether he's got hit on the thigh board and has that, what we used to call dead leg, where you just get a shot right to the thigh and your leg just goes numb. It doesn't look like they're attending to him, so it looks like he's going to be okay.
So he will come off the field. First and 10 from the 27-yard line. It will be Ayala on the keeper across the 30. And Austin up to the 35-yard line. Nice gain on first down as he picks up about 8 on the play. It'll be second down and just about 2 from there, some 15 seconds into the second half. And Foley will kind of hop step back into the contest. His checking out will be number 27, Connor Moore.
Yeah, I think it was dead leg, we used to call it. And I think he's just trying to stretch it out now.
He's trying to pound the turf with the leg, give it some life again. He will check in. Second down and 2. 35 ticks in the second half. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, Greg Savaldi. Glad to have you aboard here on StGabrielRadio.com and AMA 20. And they will hand it off, and they test the leg early, and Foley's got a few yards, and he's got enough for the first down. Picks up about 3 before Hayden Compton hit him on the play, so he's up to the 38, first and 10, Silver Knights.
Yeah, it's a good thing Hayden held on to him, because they did exactly the same thing with that tackle as they did on the touchdown. He ended up sitting on top of the defender, and he spun off, and the tackler held on to it.
So is that something you can teach, sitting on the defender?
No, but it's part of the new tackling technique of getting your head behind instead of in front, and it's part of the price you pay for that.
Look, Ma, what I found. First and 10 from the 38. Are they coming on the blitz?
They are.
They're sending 6 right up the gut. The pass is low. It's caught by Dent, and Dent spins away from the 45 up to the 46-yard line. If the throw is a little higher, Dent is still running, but he had to come back, corral that ball near the ground, and then whirl around to about a 180 and got it up to the 46.
Sam Hugie made the tackle on that play, and if he hadn't, he might still be running down there.
Hugie's an interesting story because he had a coming-of-age game in that Whitehall game that we did. 6 catches in that game forced into that contest because of injuries. Now, Chris Boyle, well, their wide receiver slash tight ends is out, so he's seeing a lot more time on both sides of the football. Second and 2, they're coming with the blitz again. Foley finds the gap, pushes the pile across midfield down to the 49, and has enough for a Silver Knight first down. Boy, they better hope with the blitz that they get him that first tier, otherwise he's going to keep running.
Great patience that time on the run, because he just stutter-stepped in the hole. And Sam Hugie is an interesting story for me because his dad is one of my all-time. He'd be in my top 10 most favorite kids I ever coached.
Really?
Just a three-sport kid that had average to better than average skill and played 100% higher than that.
Norris and Dent wide to the bottom. Backs from an eye now. Aiello under center on a first and 10 from the 49. Foley's got it. Second man through. He's going nowhere. Brought down back at the line of scrimmage. Tackled right there. Great penetration by that defense. And helping to lead the charge for the Vikings is Robert Mills. My Hugie story is this. I had Jim Soma on at halftime of the Academy Whitehall game. Jim was the guy that caught the touchdown pass for Whitehall when they tied Steubenville at 6 near the end of regulation of the D2 state championship game back then, but they missed the extra point. But Soma's closest friend is Mr. Hugie.
Yeah. Ryan Hugie's a great kid.
So he had a vested interest for Academy and not Whitehall
sure,
that game.
Sure.
Some 34 years later. Second down in almost 11. They lost one. They're going to show a blitz and they're coming again. Aiello wants to throw. The line does a great job buying him some time. And Dent is open across the middle, inside the 40, 35. And Dent carries defenders all the way down to the 29-yard line. You live by the blitz, you die by the blitz.
Well, they run the curl and the flat that time. And Dent ran the curl or the square end, whatever you want to call it. And on the flat route, Dorian turned it up. And so the corner had to back off and take Dorian over the top. And that really opened up the area underneath.
Dent picks up 20. Now, this is Cade Dent that had one catch for just a couple of yards coming into this game. First and 10 from the 30-yard line. He's got 3 for 45 in this game.
He's a pretty good athlete. He actually is a real good athlete.
And his brother plays on the line as well, too. Foley in motion top to bottom, but it's going to be Aiello on the keeper. And he finds a gap. He cuts it inside the 15, down to the 11. But there's a hanky along the far side of the field at the 24-yard line. So it was a nice gainer. But do we add the word but?
No.
Sideline warning?
Yep. And that should be a penalty. They'll decline that.
The dead ball. Sideline interference on Academy.
I have to say, I do not like that call. I understand the reason when the officials are running down the sidelines, but when your entire team box is behind the line of scrimmage and the play is going forward,
where are you supposed to go, right?
I'm just trying to figure out who's interfering with whom.
Now, Larry, that is tacked on, by the way, to the end of the play. So it's first and goal inside the 10 at the 7-yard line. 8:50 left to go. Tied at 28, third quarter. And off Foley, cuts right, then left and right again, and gets down at the 5-yard line.
Foley on the run.
I think he actually got almost down to the 3.
And then they pushed him back. And we have a whistle on the field. Is Foley injured again? No, they're just unsorting the pile.
They're just scraping him off the green grass.
Just kind of did a Jim Brown and made it look like it was the last time he was ever going to get up.
It's like a grease spot down there where he was laying. I mean, the kid's taking a beating. I mean, what a great, great high school, small school football player that wouldn't have the opportunity to play in a big school.
Jacob Metz and Nick Kamer check in as they beef it up now for the Silver Knights on a second down and goal from the 4-yard line. Triple stack with Kamer, one of the upbacks, along with Metz. Handoff goes to Sanders. Sanders pushes, and now here comes the scrum. 9 guys very much interconnected, pushing the ball inside the 2 near the 1-yard line. It's like fighting at a phone booth.
Stop is by the interior.
We're collecting bugs up here. Scott and I are having fun here.
I think you guys are drawing them.
We're trying to kick them out. Doing my little paper football. Going to mark the ball at the 1-yard line. Did you play paper football on the table?
Absolutely.
Kick that at lunchtime.
Triangle football, doesn't get any better than that.
Third and goal from the 1. Triple stack again. Foley is the third man. Sanders is the second. Sanders gets the ball. Does he break the plane? He does. Touchdown. Count it. Silver Knights. And now they lead 34-28. As once again, Donovan Sanders takes it in for a touchdown. I think it's his second touchdown of this game. And they've got the 6-point cushion back again.
Now, at some point tonight, somebody's going to have to stop somebody. Now, I'm not sure who that somebody is, but somebody's going to have
Somebody's going to stop someone before the night is through.
That's what I'm guessing. I don't know that that's
the takeoff
true.
Of the Eagles, Aaron.
I think that's...
So
think
there'll be a heartache tonight for one of these teams. Extra point time for Craddock to make it a 7-point cushion with Aiello to hold. Snap, kick, it is up, and it's good. 35-28. Reedy leads, 7:34 left to go. This would be the CCL Game of the Week, right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have 2 locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at miraclemotormart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
Angelo Evans with his third touchdown of the game, and Hartley has a 42-0 lead over Belmont. And Watterson early in the second half has taken their first lead over Ursuline. They're up 21-17.
So three unanswered touchdowns for the Eagles, and now they have the lead in that contest against my cousin's alma mater.
You just mentioned the Eagles just a few minutes ago.
Oh, heartache tonight, right?
There you go.
Right now, they're having life in the fast lane, it sounds like. Welcome to the Hotel Obetz. We call it Fortress Obetz, and this is week number 7 of football action. Glad to have you aboard. After that touch by Sanders, 1 yard in that triple stack guy as he's the second man. 10 plays, 73 yards, 426 off the clock. And now it goes into the hands of Academy. But where will they get it? We'll find out. The kick is high. It's going to go to the 15-yard line. The return actually starts from the 14 for Wersler. Up to the 20, the 25, to the 26. Do I hear 27? I do not. He's down after a return of 12 yards with 7:27 left to go. And, you know, they kick it deep. The coverage seems to be pretty good after that first initial problem, and Wersler took it the distance for the touchdown.
And Schulte.
Well, on that opening kickoff, I'm not sure Reedy answered the bell. You know what I mean? The game started at 7:02 or whatever it was, and Reedy didn't get started until 7:05.
They were in a Gahanna frame of mind. Foley, 26 carries, 162 yards, two touchdowns. Aiello, 7 for 70. Sanders, 5 carries, 11 yards, two touchdowns. We have little girls in ballet outfits who are climbing the stands to the top right now. They're to the 20. To the 15. Look at these little girls in pink with silver bows in their hair. Painting a picture of Americana. Handoff, Moultrie around the left side. He's in the backfield, and he gets it up to the 28, and then is wrestled back. And I'm telling you, he was whipped down big time by number 58, Sam Hardenberg.
I think we're going to see a lot of Dorian in the backfield this second half because I think they need the game-breaking capabilities that he brings.
Are these members of the Larry Wolf fan club here?
No, there's too many of them. There's three.
Okay, that's true. What was I thinking? Gain of, speaking of three, three on the play, second and 7 from the 29-yard line with 6:53 left to go. Reedy on top, 35-28. They go with three to the top. Moultrie's the back. Wersler is now one of the wide receivers to the top. One man to the bottom of the set. Reedy showing blitz up the middle, and here they come. But it's Moultrie going around the far side, looking for a gap. They stretch it east-west, and he's going nowhere. Good job by the Reedy defense, Larry, just to stretch that out and use the sideline as a 12th man.
Cole Matthews. Cole Matthews made the play. He took on two blockers, stayed on his feet, and kept pressing outside, forcing the hole wider and wider and wider, and he allowed his safeties to come down in the alley and make the play.
Cole, the outside linebacker who early on replaced the injured Matt Fry, 6'1", 170, and a sophomore. Four solos, 17 assists, one sack, and two tackles for a loss. And now make it three tackles for a loss. It's going to be third down and 10 from back of the 26-yard line with 6 minutes left to go in quarter number three.
Well, Hess has thrown the ball well, so I expect him to come out and make a completion here.
Moultrie becomes a wide receiver. Did we have a violation of the neutral zone? I think we had an encroachment on Hardenberg and company, so we'll mark it 5 yards further up. It'll be third down and 5.
The only stop we've had tonight was a Reedy stop of Columbus Academy that resulted in a punt, that resulted in a fumble, that resulted in Academy scoring a touchdown.
A lot of results there, huh?
As far as you know.
Third down and 5. Does that change the play call?
Might change the result.
Moultrie is a wideout to the bottom. Hess rolling left, looking, throwing pressure on, and throws it away at the 47-yard line. It just floated. He had pressure on, and the pass floated, and Larry, it looks like we'll have another punt.
He needed to throw that earlier. He waited till the man had made his break and was on the out route instead of throwing it on the break or delivering the ball close to the break because Dorian was open.
So Dent goes deep, and Foley, back of the 25-yard line, Vasek standing at his own 16. Well, I thought the right side left early for the Vikings. No flag, and not the kick he wanted, but let's see what kind of a roll he gets. I thought it went out of bounds.
And
bounced back inbounds. It was like a knuckleball. It went out of bounds at the 45, then rolled back to the left with that overspin and went to the 35-yard line. So only 24 yards, which is half of what he normally averages on a punt. Unmassic-like.
Well, he's probably not in any kind of punting rhythm tonight, considering he's only done it once.
You want me to buy that or what?
I'm selling it. Whether you buy it or not, it doesn't really matter.
Okay. I'm going to mark you down like Scott here. First and 10 from the 45, 5:32 left to go. Got an H-back, got a running back, got Aiello keeping the ball, and got him paying the price back at the 43-yard line. He was torn down. I mean, pushed straight down on the play. I think it was Miles Walter, number 50, who we mentioned would see some time up front defensively, and Walter just came shooting through there. Guy that goes 6 feet, 180, and a sophomore playing a D-tackle, made the hit back at the 43-yard line.
Yeah, but at 180, he's probably quicker than most of the Bishop Brady offensive linemen, so he was able to make penetration that time and stop the quarterback.
Loss of a couple, second down and 12 now for the Silver Knights back of the 43-yard line. Is it Norris time, or do you keep it on the ground?
Jet sweep.
And it's Aiello on the keeper. They fake it. Aiello keeps, gets it across midfield and down to the 48, maybe the 47. And Larry, you touch on it. There's that moment of hesitation where you go, wait, does Foley have it? No, it's a keeper, and by then it couldn't be too late.
Well, it's the jet sweep, and it's the read option off of that. So what that means is you're going to put it in the belly of the jet man, and if you see penetration to the outside, you pull it because the man who's responsible for the outside is vacating the inside gap, and so that opens up the inside gap. That opens up the inside gap for the quarterback keep.
Broadcasting live from Fortress Ovetz in week number 7, 35-28. Reedy leading academy. They have the football. 4:19 left to go. Third down, a long two from the 47-yard line. Aiello to keep again. Gets to the 46-yard line, and he's about a half yard shy, it looks like, of the first down. It'll be fourth down and less than one.
Well, I think they'll go for it. And the reason I think they'll go for it is they realize that two scores up could be the determining factor.
Now, they mark it back as... given Mendenhall makes the hit back at the 46. So now it's fourth down and a full yard for the first down with 3:52 left to go.
He's got to make the line, which is the 45-yard line. If he makes the 45-yard line, it looks like he's going to have the first down.
So who gets the option here? Is it Aiello? Is it Foley?
Now they're going to the traditional I, which means Academy's going to stack the box, which they are.
Sanders is the lead man. Foley gets the handoff, has the first down at the 44, spins to the 43. Inside of that, near the 42, off the right side, and has the first down with 3:30 left to go in the third.
Josh Baum, Nick Kamer, Gabe Hawkins, they just pushed the right side of that line. It was just a wall of blue pushing the white jerseys.
You know, a lot of times you talk about the battle of attrition, but for these two teams, the guys on the offensive line are also on the defensive line.
It's always attrition.
That's right.
But it's easier to play offense than it is to play defense, so you get less tired.
First and 10 from the 42 of the Vikings now with 3:11 left to go. And they'll keep it on the ground. Foley finds a gap, 40, 35, pushes, backs his way to the 33. They try to bend him back, and he stays on his feet until finally knocked down at the 34. Why is it easier in offense, sir?
Because you don't use as much energy. The defense is all reaction, and so as soon as the ball snapped, your energy level goes through the roof. On offense, you relax more because you know where you're going prior to the snap. You can reserve your energy for the moment of contact and impact. We're on defense. You know, you have to run like a maniac to stop it. You have to be gap sound, and so it's mentally and physically fatiguing, where offensively you can relax mentally because you know what you're doing.
And sometimes you're not involved in the play directly offensively, too.
Oh, you better be involved directly. I'm spoken like a guy who never ripped the backside lineman for not blocking.
Thank you very much. 28 carries, 177 yards. Foley, the second man through, off the right side. 30. Picks the openings and gets into the 25-yard line, has the first down, moves the sticks now with 2:17 left to go.
Academy players are so frustrated with Foley running the ball. They just swatted the ball out of his hands when he was on the ground. It went back about 8 or 9 yards.
Well, we could be looking at another 200-yard night for one Jack Foley. We mentioned that against Liberty Union, 28 carries, 263 yards. He had 167 against Amanda, 175 against West Jeff to open the season, and 2 touchdowns as well.
I say this all the time, and I said it earlier. It's why I love small school football, because kids like Jack Foley get a chance to play, and they get a chance to be a star at a lower level, perhaps. But he could play at other big schools. They just wouldn't give him the chance.
First and 10 from the 25-yard line. He gets another chance off the right side, down the sidelines, and the short side of the field works against him as he gets knocked out of bounds inside the 21-yard line by Carter Worsler, who helps to make the hit on the play along with the sideline. So it'll be a gain of about 4 on the play. We'll see if they mark it at the 21 or at the 20 with 1:51 left to go before he scoots out of bounds. So mark it at the 20, so it'll be second down and 5 from there.
That's the stretch play, and Reedy has had the opportunity to run inside the tackles and outside all night long.
And now it's Foley, 30 carries for 190 yards. Dent to the top, Norris to the bottom. H-back and Foley now adjust to Ayala to his left from the gun on the second and five. Ayala to keep. Nice sidestep by Austin in the backfield. He had some pressure. Sidestep to his right. Got it inside the 17 near the near hash and then down to the 16. It'll be third down and one.
This is the kind of drive that wears you out if you're playing defense because they keep getting in third and one. You know it's four down territory. They can run it twice here, and they're going to jam it right down their throats if they can. If Reedy can push the pile again on the right side, they're going to do it.
Ayala approaching 100 yards in the contest tonight. He's got 11 carries for 83 yards. Third and one from the 16-yard line for the Silver Knights. Again, the back's from an eye. Foley gets the handoff. Nothing inside. Cuts it outside. 15, 10. Fights and churns down inside the 7, near the 6, has a first and goal. Reedy, as we remind you, you are listening to WVSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Glad to have you aboard here at Fortress Ovetz, and the Silver Knights on the move again.
That time, the Academy defense slanted hard down inside. Their outside players came hard down inside to take that off-tackle play away, and so Jack Foley just bounced it to the outside. He has such good vision and great feet. He has great feet.
Foley needs another yard for 200. Again, Scott won't give him 200. He's got 199.
That's the way he is.
And did he get 200? Did he give him a yard on that play, Scott?
199 and three quarters.
He's waiting until they unsort the pile. The ball was at the 7. Will he give him a yard? I'm watching.
Nope. He's not going to do it.
Stop is by Compton.
No. They're going to keep him at 199. Second and goal.
I hope you're happy, Scott.
Look at that. I'm putting this down here. He's got 0 yards on that carry. Stays at
probably his grandmother's listening on the radio, hoping for 200. No, he's only got 199 and a half.
33.
It's unbelievable.
Scott can fix elections, too, if you're interested. So
there's a lot of that going on these days.
Second down and goal from the 7. Dent in a different area code, wide to the bottom. Backs from an eye on a second and goal. Ayala.
Stretch,
rolling, touchdown. Handing it off to Foley around the corner in the end zone, has 200 yards, has the touchdown, and his team now has a 2-touchdown lead, 41-28, 5 seconds left to go here in the third quarter.
Donovan Sanders on the outside threw a great block at about the 2-yard line and just pushed the defender right in the end zone, and Jack Foley went in untouched. Great stretch play to the left.
A chance to make that a 14-point cushion now with 5 ticks left in quarter number 3. 33 carries, 206 yards. And don't forget, we will pick the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game after this contest. And I think we have a guy that's a solid choice right now. The snap, the kick, and not the strongest leg for Craddock that time, but he makes it through. And it's 42-28. We'll get more from Larry when we come back. 5 seconds left in the quarter right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Guys, the Battle of Hard Road is a good one tonight. Kilbourne has a 17-14 lead over Dublin Scioto. And we've also got a good one going on up in Olentangy as Orange leads the Braves 28-21.
And here it's Reedy up by 2 touchdowns. Now Foley takes it in from 7 yards out. 11 plays, 55 yards, 5:27 off the clock. And Craddock with the extra points. So now it is 42-28. Were you going to make a point as we headed to break?
Well, I think the left wing on the Reedy extra point is getting too compressed. Either the left side of the whole offensive line is too compressed and their splits are too small, or the wing is not punching out because they're going to get it blocked off the edge if they're not careful.
And they did once this season already. Craddock. With the boot, it is a high knuckler that's going to hit at the 27 and fielded near the sidelines by Moultrie at the 23 that cuts all the way across the field at the 25. Finds a gap at the 30, up to the 35, up to the 39, into the 40-yard line. That's where he's brought down, and that will end the third quarter. Reedy with a couple scores in the third stanza, and they lead by 14, 42-28. Back with the fourth quarter in just a minute on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my 3 sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From costs to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Guys, we have a final. Hartley has beat Belmont tonight, 42-8. Also, it's close. Fisher Catholic, 29-27 over Worthington Christian right now.
I talked about Newark Catholic earlier, too, and the schedule that they have to put up with. But you look at Worthington Kilbourne and some of their scores and the games they've been in. I mean, Vince Trombetti has no fingernails left. That team's been close, but they've been
Bob Seger, beautiful losers.
First and 10 from the 39 as we start the fourth quarter. A little tunnel screen out to Moultrie. 39-40 up to the 45 to the 46 and 47. A nice play for the Vikings, but you got a sense, too, that they're looking to break one somewhere here, down by two touchdowns. And you said they have to try to end that trend where it seems like every time the possession is in the arms of Reedy, they take it in for a score. And by the way, total offense now for Reedy, 467 yards, 311 rushing, 156 passing for Academy, 125, still 11 on the ground. 114 in the air, and they had no yards, total offense in the third quarter.
And Reedy's only had the one big play in terms of yardage. The rest of it's been drive after drive.
Second down, a long three from the 46-yard line of the Vikings. Hess readjusting his wideouts. He's got two to either side, one back in the backfield. He wants the throw, looks to his right, has his man, catches made at the 50, and then pushed back from there. But they have the first down. Hugie made the catch and was forced to pay the price as he was creamed by Norris.
Excellent tackle, excellent catch. He got the first down. He knew right where the sticks were. He got an extra foot, foot and a half, and got a first down.
And I mentioned again, too, we have the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game coming up. Martin has been a longtime supporter of St. Gabriel Radio. He's an ex-linebacker who wants to recognize the Good Hands Player of the Game. Larry Wolf will present the trophy to the player following the game, and Larry will not come back upstairs after that.
He can't come back upstairs.
Hess back to throw. Quick pop. Pass goes to Wurstler out of the backfield. Made the catch at the 43 and got pushed back all the way to the 48-yard line. So he made the catch. See where they give him this forward progress. They're going to give it to him back at the 43, in fact. So it'll be second down and about three from there. We mentioned Larry's not coming back up because, where are we, about 40 rows up?
40 rows up. This is mile-high press box.
But you have a great view, and you'll have this view again in 2 weeks.
I'm staying here. Joe and I are staying here. We're going to get our own poker game going.
Euchre, not poker.
Well, it might be poker for
all
us.
All right, there you go. I don't want to know. Second down and three from the 43. 10-17 left to go in regulation. Three wide to the top, one to the bottom. And did we have a violation of the neutral zone? I think we had an encroachment because they went with that Dallas Cowboys little set move. And when they did, the right side of the defensive front for Reedy jumped off.
That just drives you nuts when you're a coach because the ball was right in front of him. You move. Oh, they got a legal procedure on the offense.
Are they going to say they drew him off? Well, wait and see. They're going to have a conference now. As Mike Kelly and company are going to get together. And let's see what Mr. Kelly opts to call. Turn on the mic.
The dead ball.
Encroachment.
The defense. On the defense. The 5-yard penalty. The result is going to be a first down.
So the Reedy fans not happy with that. The few that showed up for Academy are happy with the call, making it a first down. And 10 from the 38-yard line with 10-10 left to go. Gorgeous facility, and we had it again on the far side of the defensive front for Reedy. This time, it was
dead ball.
Juwan McGowan who seemed to jump early.
It's really not that hard. There's only one football. I mean, it's not that hard.
McGowan was playing on the outside, on the far right of the defensive line, up close now. They back him off. It'll be first and five for Hess and company. Goes with a little toss, little screen near side. Wurstler inside the 30, the 25. Cuts back inside the 20. Fights and spins. I thought the Reedy Silver Knights were trying to take off his helmet. They were going high. And there's a flag at the end of the play. Tossed out of bounds at the 17-yard line. Brian Cross is right there.
I don't think he's very happy about that call.
Well, the one thing I will say about the Silver Knights is when they were going for the tackle, they were going awful high as well, too, as above the football. So, again, our officials get in a circle to confirm. Mike Kelly's got Duncan, Doug Stelmach, along with Dave Culver and Todrick Davis.
You know, the thing about this drive is now Reedy just has to keep him out of the end zone. Anything less than a touchdown here, and it's a victory for the Reedy defense.
Mike Kelly is going to motor over and tell us what.
Here's all the plays for first down. We have a dead ball. Personal foul. 20 of the offense.
Wow. So they call it on Wurzler after the play out of bounds. And not on the Silver Knights. So it's dead ball, so it is a first down, but it's going to be marked back from the 19 to the 34-yard line.
When I saw the penalty, I wasn't sure what anybody on the defense had done, because I was looking on the wrong side. Now, I don't know what the offensive guy did either. I couldn't tell you.
But the only thing I saw was Silver Knights going high.
Yep.
You know, they were helmet level almost instead of going for the football.
Maybe somebody said something to somebody.
Or slipped them a note in class.
Ooh, that could happen.
First and 10 from the 34-yard line. Back to throw is Hess. Rolling right, rolling, looking, dumping underneath. Pass incomplete. And probably just as well, too. Intended underneath on the play for number 26. That was Caleb Crowley, but it probably would have been a loss of two on the play.
These next two plays might determine the outcome of this game, because it's going to be, well, it's second down now, so the next three plays, if they don't get a first down here and they don't score, it's going to be under 9 minutes. And Reedy, the way they're dominating the line of scrimmage, they're going to take 2 or 3 minutes off the clock every time. So,
second and 10 from the 34. Academy going left to right near hash. At Fortress Ovitz, with three wide to the top, one to the bottom, one back in the backfield. The pump by Hess to the left. Looking, pressure's on, rolling, trying to get away. And tosses it off to Wurzler at the last minute. Wurzler gives ground to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. Far sideline, 25, 20, and out of bounds to the 15. Hess was going to go down. He was just about wrapped up and was able to shovel the ball underhand to Wurzler, who was just to his left. And he gave ground to the 45, circled the left end, and got great yardage all the way down inside the 20 to the 15 on the far hash. Picks up the first down. He ran about 35. He picked up 19.
Well, Reed looked like they were in man coverage in the secondary, so everybody had their back turned. And so when he made that little lateral backwards, or that little backward pass, Wurzler, and nobody was able to tackle him.
So Wurzler in the backfield now. Out of first and 10 with Hess from the gun. With, again, a triad to the bottom, single guy to the top. From the 15-yard line, Hess looking to the three-man side across the middle. Has a man pass for Hugie just a little high, a little behind him maybe, at the 2-yard line. With 9:22 left to go in regulation.
I'm going to have to give Sam some grief about that one. His dad probably would have missed it completely. Sam at least got a hand on it.
What was his dad's name?
Ryan.
Ryan, okay.
He was our head boy, which is like our highest honor for the school. He was a three-sport star. He was all-district in baseball, all-district in football. And he wasn't that good in anything. He was just great at everything, being a great kid. You know, that's a great thing for him.
Sure, something he passed along to his son, too.
I think it
second
is.
Second down and 10 from the 15-yard line. On the delay, they fake the handoff. Hess take rolls out. Left, pressure on, trying to get away, looking to dish it to somebody. Gets away again at the 15-yard line. Again, they go tackling high, and they miss him. And they finally get him at around the 16. We've got a Silver Knight down at the 18-yard line. But again, it seemed like Reedy was trying to tackle too high instead of going for the legs. We have one Silver Knight to his knee now getting up. That's Hardenberg. We have another Silver Knight down on the field in the prone position at the 18-yard line with 9:09 left to go here in this contest. 42-28, the tally in this one. Well, there's a break in action. Let's head back to the studio. And, Ryan, I know some games are completing right now or nearing completion. What are some of the updates you have on some of the scores, sir?
Well, that Reynoldsburg-Gahanna game is getting fun. Reynoldsburg has scored. It is 10-7 in that one. Lancaster just scored to cut the Pick Central lead to 23-17. Olentangy and Olentangy Orange are knotted up now at 28. And this one's been a little surprise throughout the night we've been following. Westerville South has been leading Olentangy Liberty for most of the evening. Liberty, though, has just cut it to a three-point lead, so that one is 31-28. We talked playoffs earlier. This one is a huge one for Liberty, for them to get this one. They need that badly. So a lot of good games here coming down to the wire. Like you guys mentioned, we also got some finals. Stay tuned for the AMA 20 scoreboard show after the game so you can get all those scores.
Stiltner was the injured player for Reedy. He will check off the field, so you lose a defensive end and a tight end. It is third down and 10 now from just about the 15-yard line. 9:09 left to go. Hess from the gun, pumps, looks, throws in the corner of the end zone, has a man, and is it pulled down for the touchdown? Moultrie's got it for the score. Make it 42-34, 9:02 left to go. He took the inside cut on the far side, and again, the defender's on the backside, so all he has to do is go ahead and cradle the ball, protect his body there, and get the ball on the inside portion there, and he was able to do that, keep the defender on the outside, and cuts the lead now to 8.
You cannot allow him to do a stop and go to the outside and then cut back across your face. You have to wall him off to the sidelines and make the pass go over the top of you, and that did not happen. A.J. Craddock did not get that done.
A chance to cut it now to 42-35. There's the snap. There's the kick. Plenty of leg. It is up, and it is good. 9:02 left to go. 42-35. Stick around. It's been a lot of fun, and there's more to come right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike D'Andrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Did you know that 2 years ago in the United States, auto dealers leased more cars that year than in any other year? Now these lease returns are coming back, and because there are so many vehicles available, prices are low. Check out our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and view around 400 vehicles well below normal retail value. Interest rates and prices are at all-time lows, so it is a great time to buy a car at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Guys, we mentioned some games going final. One of the bigger games in the area has just gone final. London hammers Grandview tonight, 42-0. Also, Dublin Scioto has a 28-17 lead over Kilbourne in the Battle of Hard Road.
And here it is, 42-35 with a lifetime left. 9:02 on the clock. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Greg Savoldi. Scott Rex, glad to have you aboard on a gorgeous night for football at Fortress Obet. So we should just take these mic cables and just go outside and sit in the top row here.
It's beautiful outside.
Have you a little closer to the field, give you a head start. Masick with the boot. Will it be touchback? Nope, it will not be number 26. Return's going to start by Foley from the 4, up across the 10, the 15, the 20, up to the 22, and maybe the 23-yard line.
Helmet. Flag.
Yep. Illegal helmet contact,
absolutely.
Think? Flag at the 30-yard line with 8:57 left to go. And it was tossed by our back judge tonight, Todrick Davis.
Stop by Mills.
Yes. Mills makes the hit on the play, but the flag tossed at the 30-yard line. We'll see what this is all about. And that scoring drive, by the way, was 9 plays, 61 yards, 2:58 off the clock. 15-yard pass to Moultrie.
Illegal block in the back.
Oh, calling illegal block in the back against the Silver Knights.
First down.
Everybody thought it was helmet contact, but instead it goes against Reedy, so they will be pushed back. So if you're the Vikings now, here's a chance to make a stand.
Absolutely. If they can get off the field here and put their offense back on the field. Reedy hasn't shown the ability to stop their offense either, so, you know, whose defense can make a stop here?
It is first and 10, Silver Knights from the 13-yard line with 8:57 to go. Austin Aiello is the last guy to check on the field as he gets the play from head coach Brian Cross.
Well, this is the read option formation, and this is the one that Austin's been keeping on first down.
Foley lines up to his left, and he keeps. You called it. Cuts it outside. There's a flag, and Aiello goes out of bounds to the 16-yard line. A referee tossed the flag from the goal line to the 13-yard line, and holding is the call against the Silver Knights.
And they're going to take this. They want the field position to be as bad as possible because it forces Reedy into a passing situation more often than a running situation. You can get a turnover.
As a wise cheerleader once said, push him back, way back.
I hadn't heard that before.
Oh, come on.
Been hanging out with the cheerleaders way too much.
And that's wrong?
Just
or what?
Throwing it out there.
Okay.
These days, it could be wrong.
I didn't say these days. I'm elderly. Luckily, I can remember my high school days, both of them. So mark it back to the 7-yard line. It's going to be first down from there. First down to just about 16 officially is what they need for a first down. And a handoff, coming around the corner on the end run. It's Keshawn Norris, and Norris nearly dribbled the ball there around the 18-yard line when he got hit on the play. by Compton. But Norris has a nice gain as they pick up the penalty yardage and then some. They're going to mark the ball probably closer to the 18-yard line. So they get it to the 18. They need another five for first down with 8.5 left to go.
They're back ahead of the chains. Second and five for Reedy is ahead of the chains. And they, you know, they have two or three different ways to get 5 yards.
And if you drain the clock here with a long drive for the Silver Knights, up by 2 touchdowns, that makes a pretty strong statement for a victory. With 2 wide to the bottom, 1 to the top, 1 back in the backfield, and fully in motion. Bottom to top, Aiello's going to keep it, get it across the 25, and spun down at the 26. This guy's been all over the place making the hit again, and that's Hayden Compton.
He's having a heck of a game on the defensive side. I think he's like he's looking at that jet sweep, and he's responsible for the quarterback. And he just sat in the hole, and that time, Aiello couldn't make him miss.
He's in double digits in tackles in this contest now. The ball up to the 21-yard line. It's going to be 3rd down and 2 from there.
You're going to be looking at a 9-man front here. There's no way Academy is going to think pass.
Rel Moultrie is the deepest guy, and he's only about 4 yards, maybe 5 off the line of scrimmage. Hand off. It goes to Foley off the left side. Has the first down. 25 up to the 30-yard line before he's undercut on the play and has the first down. Hugie makes the hit, but the Silver Knights keep on rolling with 7:33 left to go.
They've been able to run that. We would call that a bounce play. It's designed to go inside on the initial look, but then bounce to the outside. They pull the backside guard on that to get an extra power. It's actually a power inside, but when they booger it up inside, you just bounce it outside. There's nobody left.
Foley over 200 yards rushing, if just joining us in this contest, also has 3 touchdowns in this game. Aiello is threatening to break the 100-yard mark. Foley now at 215 yards, Aiello at 86, so 7:33 left to go. First and 10, Silver Knights from the 30 with 7:33 left to go. Foley's got it, has a gap off the left side, cuts it to the right across the 35, ooh, up to the 40, and has enough for another first down. It looks like, we'll see where they mark his knee down, it might be close. If he touches the 40, he's got the first down, but no, they're going to mark him at the 39, so it'll be 2nd and 1.
Actually, Reedy would prefer to be 2nd and 1, takes another 30 seconds off the clock. You're the first down, unless you do something really silly, is pretty much inevitable, and you get a chance to have an extra play, so... They need to go into their 4-minute offense here, which is slower tempo.
Dent to the bottom, Norris to the top. They hand it off in a big gap for Sanders, and he pulled over a DB waiting for him at the 49-yard line. Was that number 21
yes,
on the play?
Was.
That was Jordan
Deringhart.
Deering Hardiman, and he got drilled. And in fact, he just got walked over by Sanders at the 49-yard line, and Donovan takes it all the way down to the Viking 47, so another first down for the Silver Knights.
That's what we used to say to our running backs, BYOB, be your own blocker. And that time, he just leveled off and threw a forearm shiver right in the chest and just ran him right over.
First and 10 from the 47 with
read
the H-back.
Read option.
And Foley to the left now, and it'll be Aiello on the keeper, has... yardage as Compton hits him again inside the 45 to the 43, but you'll take 4 yards at a crack there.
Absolutely. You just want to make first downs on 3rd down here.
Drain that clock. The margin is 1 touchdown. Right now, Reedy is something, is doing something, I should say, that they haven't been able to do. Get that running and passing game in sync in a contest in the last couple of weeks. And this is something that Brian Cross was harping on to his offense. The defense is keeping you in the games. You've got to make the plays. And so far, the offense has answered the bell every single time.
Now, at this point, I always had a coach on the sidelines watching the clock for me, and then he would give me a signal with about 10 seconds to go so we could start our cadence.
Foley around the right side, gets the handoff, and tries to cut it inside, and there's nothing there near the far hash. Brought down right around the line of scrimmage at the 43-yard line. He tried to go outside, then back inside, and couldn't find a seam.
So now this may be the play of the game, and I got to believe that to the wide side of the field down here, you might look at Jayshon on a jet sweep. Jayshon Norris has great speed to the outside. Just run the jet sweep to the field and try to outrun the defenders. You need 5 yards. And for Pete's sake, stay in bounds. Well, they've got Foley to the top side, so he's going to run the jet this way.
He's in motion, yep. Top to bottom. Aiello on the keeper to the 40, to the 37, to the 35, down to the 34, and he's got the first down. Austin Aiello on the keeper, approaching the century mark in rushing, has the first down with 5:13 left to go. And it's 42-35, and the Silver Knights just milking that clock. Let's see if Academy burns a timeout, perhaps.
They did.
With 5:05 left to go to give that defense a rest and maybe some words of encouragement. We'll take a break right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right people. Save up to $7,250 off MSRP on a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited during the Jeep Adventure Days. Or up to $9,000 off MSRP on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 4x4. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
The Bob Boyd way.
Hey guys, we mentioned a lot of games going final. We have some that just have. Canal has beaten Groveport tonight, 14-7. Hilliard-Davidson, 17-7 over Upper Arlington. And Scioto gets that chunk of asphalt. They beat Kilbourne, 28-17.
Congratulations to Carl Johnson and the crew. Here it is, 1st and 10 from the 34 for the Silver Knights. With 5:12 left to go, they have the football on the short field and now leading by 7. And the Vikings coming on a blitz. They're going to hand it off to Norris. In motion, top to bottom, trying to turn the corner. And again, sideline right next to him, and he's pushed out of bounds as he gets inside the 32-yard line. So the line of scrimmage originally was the 34. They'll pick up a couple on the play. We'll mark it officially at the 31. They'll be 2nd down and 7 now with 5:06 left to go.
I wouldn't be very happy with Jayshon right now. He's got to stay in bounds. The extra foot, foot and a half is not worth the 30 seconds, 35 seconds off the clock.
Reading now, 8 of 10 on third down conversions. Foley, 36 carries, 225 yards, 3 touchdowns. And Aiello, the next time he carries the ball, if he gets positive yardage, and if Scott is kind, he'll go over the century mark. 14 carries.
Well, he's going to need positive yardage because we know where Scott is.
And 98 yards. Two backs in the backfield. And a handoff. It goes to Sanders. Donovan's got it to the 30 near hash and maybe the 29 before he's pushed back. And Ryan Cross not happy about something. I think he wants more surge from his offensive line.
Well, they've run that same formation 4 times. They've run the trap with the fullback all 4 times. Now, if they run the buck sweep off of that, the outside of this formation is going to be wide open because everybody on the Academy defense is filling inside.
So it's 3rd and 5 from the 29-yard line. Under 5 left to go. 4:35 left to go. Academy trailing Reedy 42-35. One way wide to the top. Norris tight to the bottom. Backs from an eye. On the handoff. Sprint. Hands it off to Foley inside the 25. Undercut it around the 24-yard line by Hugie. Near the stick. We'll see where they mark him down.
He's got it.
If they mark the 23-yard line, he's got enough of the first down. I see the line judge at the 23, and he says move the sticks. And the Silver Knights with a huge first down with 4:20 left to go. Or a Hugie first down. Right?
Yes, but that one too.
So big here to keep this alive. And more of the same, do you think, or do you see Aiello on the keeper here?
Well, either the jet sweep keeper or the read option keeper. But they've been doing that on first down a lot. So now Academy's, they're just disdaining the pass. They're not even going to play pass defense. They're going to cover the wideouts man-to-man, but they're going to put 9 in the box. And there are 9 bodies in the box.
Norris top, Dent bottom. A whistle and a timeout going to be taken by the Silver Knights. They've earned their first with 4:20 left to go. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Guys, Terre Haute North has scored. DeSales still leads in that one, though, 19-8. Olentangy Liberty just took their first lead of the game over Westerville South. 35-31 is that one. Dehanna still leads Reynoldsburg 10-7, but the Raiders have the ball. Less than a minute and a half to go.
This drive for the Silver Knights, 11 plays, 64 yards, 4:37 off the clock. It's going to be Aiello on the keeper. Right up the middle, 15-10-5, Austin Aiello, touchdown. Well, what a timeout by Brian Cross. Whatever he said worked well because they take it in. Aiello over 100 yards rushing, and now you take a look at the scoreboard. It's 48-35, Silver Knights, 4:14 left.
Well, what Brian Cross said to him in that timeout was, somebody score a touchdown, will you please? And so Austin Aiello did. I mean, that's pretty good coaching, I would say.
Well, the blocking up the middle was tremendous. Hats off to Sam Hardenberg and Josh Baum and Cale Dent in the middle of that line. So it's now 48-35, 4:14 left to go, and Craddock to make it a 14-point cushion. Snap, kick, and boy, he left early, didn't he? Wersler It's going to be called for encroachment. He left about 2 seconds early.
Dead ball.
He was already beyond the hash before the ball was even snapped.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
The Browns found out you can't do that. You can block something, but normally they catch you.
Hey, listen, my Brownie should be undefeated if the guys in stripes hadn't shown up a couple weeks.
1-2-1.
The Squealers game? Are you kidding me?
So now do you go for one again?
One again, so. Sure. At this point, you got 4:14 left. Your defense has to stop somebody.
Craddock now with the ball. Can be placed at the 9-yard line. Snap, kick, it is up, and it is good. 49-35 to tally. This one, 4:14 left to go. Let's go back to the studios of AM 820. Ryan and Lee staying very busy with all the scores coming in. And I told you, I thought Lancaster would play Pickerington Central tough. I know they've got updates on other games as well, too.
Yeah, Randy, funny you mentioned that Pickerington Central game. It looked like they had gotten out to a nice little cushion. They were up 30-17. However, Lancaster returns an interception 90 yards for a score, making it a one-score game again. 30-24 is that one. It looks like Reynoldsburg is going to lose their first game of the year. They turn the ball over on downs, trailing to Gahanna 10-7. So a lot of exciting stuff happening here late in games as we've got games going final. Don't forget, stay tuned after the game. You'll get all the scores and hear from the coaches as Lee and I talk to them. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. If you've got a score, go ahead and tweet it to us at AM 820 Scoreboard.
See, Gahanna has a defense. I know they have Justice Harris, but putting it all together on offense has been a problem. But if the defense could carry that team, they played pretty well against Pick Central last week, and I just wondered if they would ever again have that 7:05 wake-up call and not 8:05.
How about that late? Pick North, Pick Central, Reynoldsburg, Gahanna. Oh, by the way, Lancaster. Now, Grove City is in here.
He's also there.
What are we doing in here?
Foley, 37 carries, 231 yards, 3 touchdowns. Aiello, 15 carries, 121 yards, a touchdown. 6 of 8 passing, 156 yards, and a touchdown. And did we leave early again? I think we did. We're going to kick it from the 35. So Aiello takes the last 23 yards. Craddock with a PAT. That was a 12-play, 87-yard drive. They did it too rapidly. 4 minutes and 43 seconds, and we stand now at 49-35. First one to 50, by the way, wins.
How in the world can you be offsides on the kickoff
twice
when you're pooch kicking it? It's not like you're going anywhere in a hurry. You don't have to cover this thing for 50 yards. You just have to run down 20 yards.
Larry, you said you play every play hard, though.
I didn't say anything about playing it stupidly. I mean, that's just, at some point, you have got to stay on sides. It's not that difficult.
Craddock coming and talking individually to everybody on the near side of the kickoff team. All 5 guys headed up by Dent.
Yeah,
he's still there.
He's telling them, don't go offside. Coach is going to kill you. I'm paraphrasing.
Coach
here.
Is right there.
Oh, he is, too. He's looking right down the line.
He is right there. And they wait, and they kick it high and short, and it hits at the 37, and scooped up, and the return across the 40 up to the 43-yard line, and in the person, I think, of Keenan Belisari. So it'll be back to the Vikings with 4:10 left to go. They're down by 14 points in this contest. So they have time. They have to go ahead and get a score and then make a stop, something they haven't done all night. Has Austin Aiello punted even one time tonight?
You're going to jinx him?
I didn't say anything about 99 yards or 199 or who knows, maybe this pays 299
That's
yards.
That's exactly right.
First and 10 for the Vikings from their own 42. One back in the backfield. Hess from the gun. Needing a touchdown. Looking, gunning, passes, intercepted, picked off, going back the other way. Here come the Silver Knights down the sidelines, cut back inside the 20, and then out of bounds. And it was thrown right into the breadbasket of Bishop Reedy as Jayshon Norris looked around and said, oh my goodness, I've got the football.
Well, that one might turn out the lights, depending on what Reedy does with this. But if they score again, this thing is over. If they don't score, they're going to take 2 minutes off the clock, or a minute and a half off the clock anyhow. If they're smart, they stay in bounds, stay on the pile a little longer, hand the ball to the referee a little slower. I mean, this is all part of the four-minute mentality.
Well, you start looking at that back judge a little bit more now, Todrick
right.
Davis, and wait for that five count where the arm goes up. You've got 5 seconds left. You don't have to do it on first down, but after that, you might want to contemplate milking and draining as much of that clock as you can.
We used to talk to our kids all the time about how to take extra seconds off the clock.
And they'll keep it on the ground. Foley with a gap inside the 15, inside the 10 with a 9-yard line. Picks up about 9. What are some of the keys to draining the clock a little bit more rapidly?
Well, stay on the pile longer.
Okay.
In other words, just lay on the ground half a second or a second longer. Hand the ball to the other official, not the one that comes to get it. Give it to the second official. Just walk 3 yards and give it to the other guy, and it takes an extra 4 or 5 seconds off the clock. Anything that you can do to milk the clock. Your job, it's their job to spot the ball. It's not your job to give it to the right guy.
Can you be flagged for doing that consistently?
No.
They could call that.
Oh, they can call it whatever they want to call it.
Unsportsmanlike Wolfie.
No, you make them come get the ball.
All right. Second and 1 from the 10. They need to get inside the 9 for a first and goal. And the back judge raises his hand. He's underneath the goalpost. And handoff Foley inside the 7 to the 6 to the 5. And Foley takes it in for the touchdown. First team to 50 would win. Make it 55-35. 3:12 left to go. Foley takes it in for yet another score.
Well, I think I'm going to make my exit from this mile-high press box here because it might take me 3:12 to get down these bleachers.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
If there was just one rail, I'd slide all the way down.
You could take one wide step. And
off
stop,
the back,
drop, and roll. Exactly.
There'd be a splatter.
I don't think it'd hurt that much.
If I land on my head, I can't do any damage.
Extra point time for Craddock. Snap, kick, it is up. And we have now had 91 points scored in this game. 56-35, still 3:12 left to go. We'll take a break. This is the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea. I'm a sales manager at Miracle Motor Mart. I'm inviting you to come out and take a look at the awesome low-mileage vehicles at either of our two locations. We have around 400 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. We have great prices and a friendly sales team whose number one goal is to put you and your family into a vehicle that you're going to love for years. Visit our website today at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Joey Velasquez with his third touchdown of the night, and DeSales leads Terre Haute North 26-8. And Lancaster has the ball, trailing 6 points, less than 2 minutes to go in the game. Exciting finishes all around.
It is always that way with the Golden Gales and Tigers. And here, Jack Foley with his fourth touchdown of the game, 9-yard run, so he's rushed for 10, 10, and 9. This was a two-play, 18-yard drive after the pick, took 49 seconds. Foley now, 39 carries, 249 yards. Officially, the four touchdowns are 10, 10, 9, and 7 for the four touchdowns for Jack Foley. So Larry is headed for a different time zone, and he'll be down on the field to make the presentation and do an interview with head coach Brian Cross and give that trophy as well, too, to Mr. Foley. Did he take it down with him? I hope he remembered to. There's the boot. It is short, an angular kick, and bounces around, and finally swarmed on by the Vikings at the 37-yard line. So Academy will get it back, but now a tough road to hoe with 3:09 left to go and down by 21 points in this contest. So we'll see what happens. As Larry works his way downstairs, I see the microphone. Larry, you're down on terra firma now, right?
Yeah, I had to stop and say hello to Ryan Hughey and Mrs. Hughey on the way down here. Both Mrs. Hughey's, his wife and his mom.
So glad you explained that.
Yeah, well, you know that worked. Well, these days you can never quite know for sure.
Thank you very much. First and 10 from the 37-yard line for the Vikings. Down by 21 points here. Let's see what Hess opts to do. Rolling to the right, looking, gunning downfield. Has his man, passes caught, and it's complete down to the 49 and falling forward to the 48-yard line. Is Moultrie, he makes the catch on the play. Check that, it's not Moultrie, it's number 21. It is Jordan Deering Hardiman who makes the catch for a nice gain on the play.
I'm going to tell you something. Hess got on the corner that time, and he rifled that ball. You know, until you get down here, you don't really know how hard he's throwing the ball. He's got nice touch, and he really has the ability to rifle it.
Gain of 14, a little tunnel to the far side. It goes to Moultrie to the 50, to the 45. Down the sidelines, tight rope, but he stepped out of bounds at the 42.5-yard line. He was down to the 20-yard line. They say he stepped out at the 42, so we'll bring it back. A good gainer, but the team needs 3 touchdowns, and the clock working against him with 2:48 left to go. You're going to sit on the bench there, or are you going to stand on the sidelines?
Yeah, I might just sit on the bench here and make myself comfortable like I used to when I played. You know.
Let's put the old-timer in.
No.
The George Blanda of the CCL.
George Blanda's grandfather, maybe.
Second down and four now from the 42-yard line. Hess straight back to throw, looking, gunning long downfield. Pass thrown up and bobbled and caught. It was tipped. Moultrie caught it. He'll walk it into the end zone for the touchdown with 2:39 left to go and make it 56-41. We're approaching the century mark in scoring in this game. 56-41 as Moultrie makes the catch 42 yards away. And again, it was a tip, and he was able to go ahead and stay composed, Larry, and corral that ball and take it the last 18 yards for the touchdown.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water. I mean, I'm telling you, it was this Reedy defense. They're driving the coaches crazy down here. They're there to make the play, and they just don't finish.
A chance to make it 56-42 during Hardeman to hold. Extra point is up, and it is good. So, Larry, I assume now at 56-42, 2:39 left to go. If you're Academy, you have two timeouts left, but you're looking for the onside kick?
You have no choice but to onside kick it. You've got to do that, get the ball, score, and do it again. So Reedy's going to have its hands team out there, as we used to call them, All-State, the good hands people, and they will be out there to try and defend this. And they just have to recover it. If they recover it, they're going to burn up the timeouts that Academy has, and they're going to run another 45 or 50 seconds off the clock after that, and then they're going to punt the ball away at worst case scenario. They're going to punt the ball away, and Academy will be under the 2 minute mark, and they've got to score two touchdowns. So
first of all, we call that the Martin J. Mitchell team because he handles right. All-State for us.
There you go.
And also, we want to tell you that Hess, 42 yards on the pass to Moultrie. Masick with a PAT. Three plays, 60 yards, took half a minute. At that pace, we could score another five touchdowns, but it's now 56-42, 98 points in this game now, so going to look for that kick. We know that Masick has the leg. The question is, Larry, does he have that little touch to kick it 10 yards?
Oh, I guarantee he does. He's a soccer guy, so you know he's got that. That real hard ground ball is going to spike up in the air. And you know, you think you're up by 14 points, and most of the fans are going, well, this game is over. If you're coaching right now, you're grinding because you know if you're Reedy, the only thing that can happen here is bad. You know what I mean? You expect the good things to happen, but something bad could happen.
Masick looking for that high second hop and gets it, but it's covered by Stiltner at the 47-yard line. You know, you look at the numbers for Hess at quarterback, and these are winning numbers normally. 17 of 22, 224 yards and four touchdowns, and he's losing by two scores, and he scored 42 for his team offensively, yet they're down by 14 points. Now, with Reedy getting the ball, what do you look to see from the Silver Knights?
Well, they're going to give it to their best back, or they're going to keep it with the quarterback on the read option. They're not going to do anything crazy here. They're going to try and run as much clock as possible, and they're going to tell their guys to stay in bounds. Yeah, the defense coordinator, Coach White, here is going to get fired. I'm going to fire you just to save you. See, I have some hair left.
Jeez. And the conversation is ongoing.
He's got a wide part in the middle of his head.
Aiello on the keeper. Fights his way up to midfield. Now, right now, I saw Academy trying to tackle the ball more than ever.
Oh, absolutely.
As they tried to reach into the breadbasket of Aiello to knock it away, and they could not. And the guy that was really hunting for it was Miles Walter. He made the hit, but he did that on the third attempt after swiping at the ball a couple times. Marked the ball at the 49-yard line. It'll be a gain of four, second and six from there with 2:14 left to go.
See, the nice thing about this is the defense coordinator is away from everybody. He didn't want to be around anybody who could take a shot
at him. Including you, so back away, Mr. Wolf.
I'm going to be right down here pestering him.
Second down and six from the 49-yard line. Watch Larry get a flag. Backs from an eye now. Sanders the up man, and they've got seven just waiting to come up. On a long count, Foley around the right side. 50, 45, down to the 40. He's got the first down with 1:47 left to go.
He's the ever-ready bunny. I'm just telling you, he just keeps on going. He just does not stop. He has quick feet. When you get down here and you get to stand on the sidelines and watch it, he really has his feet pitter-pattering along the ground. I mean, it reminds me a lot, just his footwork, okay, of the great running backs that Ohio State has had, like an Archie Griffin, who wasn't bigger or stronger or faster, but he just had great, quick feet.
40 carries for Jack Foley for 259 yards now. 90 seconds left to go, and right now, Todrick Davis is the center of attention, the back judge. The hand goes up, 5, 4, 3, 2, they snap it. Foley gets the handoff, looks to the outside, picks the seam, finds it from the 35 to the 33-yard line. If you're Academy, do you bother to take the timeouts now?
Probably not. You might. Well, you've only got one left, so you might use it, but they need to get the ball back. It's pretty much over. They're down to a minute, and you don't need to get anybody banged up at this point. So
If there's a point where you throw in the towel, this is the point. And the officials are all walking in because I think Reedy's going to take the knee now since Academy's not going to use their timeout. Now, if Academy calls timeout on third down, it's going to make a few people angry, but that's the way it goes.
50 seconds left to go. Silver Knights in the victory formation now. Aiello has got close friends there, especially in Sanders. The hand goes up. 5-4-3. In fact, what Todrick Davis is doing, too, is he's counting with his hand, 2-5-4-3, and counting it down. With 34 seconds left to go, that will be the last snap we probably see because Mr. Kelly's going to wait and not reset this, I think, until we get under 25 seconds. We're at 25. Now he'll reset it. And actually, now they'll go ahead and run one more play. They figure, why not just do it now? They'll take the knee. Aiello's down, and that'll do it. 17 ticks left, but they don't have to run another play. And, Larry, a great performance by the Reedy offense tonight.
What a great high school football game. I mean, this was fun to watch because you're talking about each team has probably six or seven kids that are going both ways. And even the substitutes are playing on the other side, so they play one way and then they sub on the other side. It's just a gut check for both teams. They both laid it out here. It's 56-42.
Yep.
One of the most entertaining games we've had in the 5 years I've been doing this with you. And it's just a testament to both teams.
I want to arm you with this before you meet Brian Cross. Jack Foley in this game, 41 carries, 265 yards, and four touchdowns. So 41, 265, and four touchdowns. You can bring that up when you give the award to Brian Cross. And if Jack is there as well, too, you can tell him why he's earned the Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game.
41, 265, and four. Right?
You got it. Yeah, it's
holy
my locker combination.
Moly.
There you go. That's the season.
Yeah,
exactly. So congratulations to Jack Foley. And Austin Aiello has to be a very close
Absolutely.
Second for his leadership of the offense in this contest tonight. And congratulations. And let's go down to Larry Wolf standing by with Brian Cross.
Well, I think both defensive coordinators are probably going to get fired before they get on the bus. But that was one of the most entertaining games we've had to do in all the years I've been doing this. Let's talk a little bit about your offensive line, first of all.
We felt, you know, coming in that we might have a little advantage on the offensive line, so we knew that we were going to at least try to run the ball against them, and it didn't hurt that one of their big guys, number four, their defensive end, didn't play tonight. So we were able to control the football and control the line of scrimmage, and that's what got us the win.
All right, 41 carries, 265 yards, four touchdowns. So, if he's not going to play hard all the game, what are you going to do with Jack Foley? Because he is our Martin J. Mitchell player of the game, obviously.
He had 41 carries. Boy, I'm not a very good coach if I'm giving somebody the ball 41 times.
I'll if you'd have only given it to him 25, we'd have fired you. Yeah. 41 is what it took to win this thing.
Man, there's no doubt. He's a special kid. He gives you everything he's got. And we tried to, you know, sometimes we'd probably give the ball more to that. But our fullback did a nice job. Our quarterback did a nice job reading the power read. And it was a good offensive performance. Our kids.
Well, we were talking about Austin Aiello's performance tonight, putting the ball in the breadbasket, pulling it out. You have the jet sweep going both ways, and the read off of that, obviously, it's tough to stop both outside edges and the middle.
Especially with the guys we've got running, because Jack's running at one time and Norris is running it the other way, and they've got to respect their speed. And Austin made some great reads tonight and kept the football and did an excellent job for it.
Well, I'll come in the office on Monday and try to give you a few hints on how to help your offense get more productive.
I've been waiting for that all year.
Okay, congratulations,
Thank
Coach.
You.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
I wonder now if Larry was drinking water in the second half. But anyway, 56-42, the final of this one. A happy Brian Cross. But again, plenty to coach him up about. We'll talk about what's going to happen next when we come back with our stats and much more. And don't forget, after we're done, stick around after the game for the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show, presented by this week's Sports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran have all the scores, highlights, and interviews with the coaches right up to 11 p.m. Stick with the original right here on the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show. We'll take a break and back with some final comments right here on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
My 7-year-old girl asked me recently, "Daddy, why does the devil hate us?" I thought of the simplest answer I could give. "Because he hates God and we look like God." Her face lit up. "Wow, we look like God?" And as she said those words, I realized, whoa, we look like God. Look, we're made in the image and likeness of God. How many times have I heard that or said it? But seeing that reality through the eyes of my child reminded me just how profound it is. When Adam first laid eyes on another human being, her deep, intelligent eyes, walking upright with gentle grace and a dignity that said, "I'm master over all this creation." And he may have been tempted to bow down and worship. As the psalmist said, "You've made us little less than a god." You've probably been amazed at mountains, oceans, and stars. But what about you? Stop for a minute today and marvel at the wonder of you. I'm sure God does.
This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
And welcome back to Fortress Obetz one final time as Reedy gets the victory over Academy 56-42. Playing some four-corner football in that fourth quarter. Actually, it does sound more like a basketball score. When you look at the numbers, though, these are mind-boggling because, Larry, for the second night in a row, I've seen 750 yards in total offense. I saw it last night on TV, and get this, Academy 254 yards total offense, 30 rushing, 224 passing for Reedy. Are you ready? 594 yards total offense, 438 rushing, 156 passing. They had 33 first downs to 12 for Academy, but they also had 9 penalties for 60, 7 for 64 for Academy. 1 turnover by the Vikings, 2 by the Silver Knights. And when you look at some of the individual numbers, Foley, 41 carries, as we mentioned, 265 yards, 4 touchdowns. Aiello, 16 carries, 125 yards and a score, and 6 of 8 passing for 156 and a touchdown. Then Hess was 17 of 22 passing and a losing effort for 224 yards, 4 touchdowns in the late interception. Moultrie, 8 catches for 130 yards and 3 touchdowns and 6 carries for 12 yards and a score. All those numbers put aside for Reedy. It gives them a chance to have some breathing to continue at 3-4, same mark for Academy, but for Reedy, they're probably in a better shape because to a certain extent, they can control their destiny. If they go 6-4 with the tough schedule they have remaining, they have a chance to make the postseason.
Right, they still have two huge games left against teams that are, quite frankly, they're better than Reedy. Okay, both of these teams are better than Reedy, and that's never stopped the Silver Knights in the past from beating them, but they're going to have to step up, and they're going to have to work on this defense a little bit. They were in the right place to make the plays all night, and they simply were a step slow or a step short or, something went wrong, but they were there to make the plays and just didn't finish, and they're going to have to learn to finish against these better teams.
Next week, it is Hartley and DeSales, and that is no slouch of a contest. That should be fun next week from Alumni Stadium.
Oh, yeah. That good old-fashioned backyard brawl there.
Should be a lot of fun. Then in 2 weeks, we'll be back here again at Fortress Obetz for Whitehall taking on Reedy. So it's going to be a lot of fun the next couple of weeks. And then we wrap it up with the Sales and Watterson. So Larry Wolf is going to come back upstairs. Larry, thanks again for all that you've done tonight, sir.
All righty, man. It was a great telecast, listen to me, broadcast. And let's get out of this Mile High press box.
All right. 56-42 the final. Our thanks to Scott Rex and also Greg Savaldi. Back in the studio, Ryan and Lee will have it with the ME20 scoreboard show right up until 11 o'clock. 56-42 the final score. One last time, I will say it. Thank you for listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Good night, and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week was brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next week for a huge CCL showdown as Hartley battles DeSales. The coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all of the Week 7 scores with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show next.
Turn up the notch on success.